Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Zoe Zeller.
And I'm Canyon Zeller.
Today, we're sharing poems that we wrote about our neighborhood for Spokane Poet Laureate Chris Cook's In the Neighborhood project. Here's my poem, Fairwood Park. Trees shroud our houses, twined with deer and shade. If you came on a weekday afternoon in August, you might see kids riding their bikes to the pool with bags slung over their shoulders and teenagers crowding the bridge down the trail. You might find a tree filled with black-capped chickadees or robins. Once I found a whole robin's egg on the ground, so I rushed home and put it under a lamp, just like how it told me to online. It didn't make it, though. In Linda Hogan's One Mind, she writes, "Mallow blooms around me as I stand on the hill, trying to remove the invasive bird thistle." This is like our neighborhood cleanup days, where everyone goes down to the trail to pick up trash and plant trees and block side trails, which cause erosion, with big logs. We no longer do this because of COVID-19. History lives down the street, and my friends live in the other direction. I read in Spokane, our early history, that lots near Manitou Park were once sold for $250 to $450. Our house near the Bozarth cost $260,000 in the 2010s. When it rains, the smell seems to bounce off the air, and it was shortly after such a rain one summer when a moose wandered our yard, plucked leaves off our cherry trees. In the winter, you might see community snow forts at the park, and in our backyard, you might see tips of the dogwood beneath a layer of snow. I'm Zoe Zeller, and that was my poem, Fairwood Park.
I'm Canyon Zeller, and this is my poem, Trees in Spokane. Life is like the trees. You grow, you get cut, and then you die. But tree after tree after tree, they all grow, and still not the same. That was my poem, Trees in Spokane. I'm Canyon Zeller.